was just earlier this month that Old World Wisconsin opened its doors, celebrating its 50th season as an outdoor living history museum just south of Eagle in Waukesha County, up against the beauty of the Kettle Moraine State Forest. And while the site remains a time capsule in so many ways, it is also expanding its offerings for visitors of all ages. I'm Lee Rayburn, in for Larry Mueller today, and I'm betting you have an Old World Wisconsin story, and we invite you to share it with us, or perhaps you have a question about what's new at Old World Wisconsin. Whatever the case may be, you can join our conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or send us an email to talk@wpr.org. Our guest from Old World Wisconsin, it's Director Doug Rainey. Doug, welcome to the Larry Mueller Show.
Thank you, Lee. Appreciate it.
And also joining us is the Collections and Exhibits Coordinator for Old World Wisconsin, Jennifer Young. And Jennifer, welcome to you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. And let us start with going back in time ourselves to 50 years when Old World Wisconsin first opened for the people of Wisconsin. Tell us a little bit about its opening day and how it started 50 years ago this year, Doug.
You bet. So the Old World Wisconsin was actually a bicentennial project for the state of Wisconsin. And so we opened our doors on June 30th of 1976. And from what I understand and from the pictures that I saw, the opening was quite an event with dancing and all kinds of other activities that went on. There wasn't a tremendous amount of structures at that particular point, but in that particular case, the event was quite a to-do.
And Jennifer, for those who haven't visited Old World Wisconsin yet, could you paint the scene for us and let us know the kind of world that they're walking into?
Absolutely, I can. So Old World Wisconsin is quite a magical place. We sit in the Kettle Moraine Forest on about 600 acres of land. We have 60 historic structures, and each and every one of them will transport you back in time. We have structures from the 1840s all the way through the 1940s, and guests really get an idea of what life is like in each one of those spaces. They encounter experienced facilitators who talk to them not as first-person characters, but rather third-person people talking about the history of that structure and participating in activities of daily life in those spaces. And they absolutely invite guests to partake in those activities and to get hands-on with history. We also have a selection of heirloom gardens and heritage breed animals across the site. So there's really truly something for everyone to take a step back from their phone and enjoy the beauty of this landscape.
Doug Rainey, 60 historic buildings on 600 beautiful acres. Where did these buildings come from, or how did you design them, or you know, what do they look like?
Yeah, so they came from all over Wisconsin and from many, many different communities. Most of them are original, and so they were brought, taken apart, and put back together right here at Old World. We do have a few newer buildings or reconstructions also on site. Of course, the newest one is the brand-new Welcome Center that we opened on May 2nd. But in that particular case, they actually are from across the state.
And so how were these buildings put together? Are they sturdy? You know, what was used back in the day compared to what we see now?
So yeah, they are sturdy.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
Thanks, Doug. They are sturdy. So these buildings, I mean, they range in different architectural styles. Some of them are made of stone. Some of them are made of logs. Some of them have chinking or that mortar between the logs. Some of them are smaller, and some of them are larger. But when they were moved here, Some of them were completely taken apart. So, for example, our Thomas General store, they took every single stone out of the building and then put it back together,
wow,
replacing the stones they needed to. Where other buildings, like our St. Peter's Church, was moved in a few different pieces. And then when it was brought here, they were put back together, but then the building was restored, fixing the structural problems that happen when you move a building on the back of a truck.
Sure. And Doug, tell us a little bit about, you know, the reason you would take so much time and effort and love into transporting the 1840s and through the 1940s all the way into 2026.
Yeah, well, I think Jennifer said it best. This is a very, very special place, and it's a place where individuals can, you know, journey from the 1840s to the 1930s, and they get to experience what it was like to live and to work back in those particular times. And I think that the individuals that thought of this place and really developed this place had that idea in mind and really wanted individuals to experience those really amazing buildings and those amazing stories that are connected to those buildings, and just have the ability for people to to walk through history. And so this is a one-of-a-kind place, and it's really, really special.
And Doug, who are some of the people that you meet when you go to Old World, Wisconsin? Who are the folks who are in third person there presenting a world from a century or more ago?
Yeah, so we have a tremendous amount of great interpreters that are telling wonderful, wonderful stories from our Scandinavian homestead to our Pomeranian village and to our farmstead, to the Whit Nables Tavern, that is one of our newest structures that opened May of last year. And so telling these great, great stories of beer making, of our agriculture, and all of the different immigrant stories of individuals that came to Wisconsin.
And what I hear there is where we find Wisconsin in many ways today, with our tradition of beer making, our agriculture, the importance of agriculture to our communities and our economy, and how this, you can see, emanates from our immigrant history, Jennifer.
Yes, for sure. And, you know, when we look at our industries today, from beer making to agriculture and things like that, you know, some of the things that we don't realize are processes developed from things in the past are shown here at Old World. You know, showing how before we have the threshing machine, how grain was threshed, or showing how fields were planted without our modern technology. So it really offers not only a reflection of what Wisconsin is today, but also a learning tool or progression of how we ended up where we are now.
You actually have people out there threshing wheat and stuff?
So we plant our fields every year, and this year they just planted corn last 2 weekends ago, and oats this past weekend, and flax as well. And so that was all planted with the help of our guests. And then when it comes to harvest time, we'll have that to harvest, and our guests can help with those things too. So that's another emphasis. You know, not only are people getting to watch, but they're getting to participate. And who gets to say that they got to plant corn by hand?
Doug, what are some of the animals that you find out in Old World, Wisconsin?
Well, that is one of the things that I think really makes another thing that makes us very special. We've got a lot of heritage animals, heritage breeds, such as the Gloucester Old Spot pigs, the Cotswell sheep, and the Java chickens. And, you know, we work to tell the story of those particular heritage breeds to make sure that they are protected. The Cotswold sheep just became more even more endangered. Yeah. And so it's important for us to be able to tell those stories and to protect those breeds. And again, talk about breeds that were here in Wisconsin in the past and that are an important part of Wisconsin's history.
Jennifer, we talked about the buildings, but as the collections and exhibits coordinator, how do you fill those buildings and with what?
Great question. Our collection is very large. We are part of the Wisconsin Historical Society, which means that our collection is part of their collection. It is housed here. So on the site, we have about 50,000 objects, which is wonderful. It ranges from, a symbol in the general store to the 4 Mile House itself. Everything is in our collection. And those collection objects range in terms of origin. Some are from the families that we acquired the buildings from. Mm-hmm. That is the smallest number of things that we have. And those we protect in our collection storage building to have them for the future. We also have a lot of period-appropriate pieces. So when you come to visit Old World Wisconsin, just because the items in the house weren't from the actual house itself doesn't mean that they're not historic. They are. They are just time period appropriate. So when you go into a building that's 1880s, you're seeing furniture that's appropriate for the 1880s and the place that the building came from and the family's financial status. And then we also have a huge collection of what we call education items. And those items are things that are historic or they look historic. They're reproductions that we use for our demonstration and that we put in guests' hands so that they are using them instead of just looking at them. Because the one thing about our museum that is different than some of the brick and mortar museums that we're familiar with is we want you to touch things. We want you to get involved. We want you to use those things. Now, not everything in our museum is touchable. We still have those precious things. But our collection is wide. It is broad. It is filled with everything you can think of that you would find in a daily life of Wisconsin. And it takes a lot of care, but it's 100% worth sharing with the public.
Jennifer Young is the Collections and Exhibits Coordinator for Old World Wisconsin. Also joining us, Doug Rainey, who is the Director of Old World Wisconsin, celebrating 50 years just south of Eagle and Waukesha County against the beauty of the Kettle Moraine State Park and inviting you out to celebrate this season. We'll continue our conversation with Doug and Jennifer about what's to come at Old World Wisconsin and what's new there, as well as what's old. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller today, and you're listening to The Larry Mueller Show. Taking a tour of Old World Wisconsin, now in its 50th year, with its director Doug Rainey and collections and exhibits coordinator Jennifer Young, taking your calls and memories at 1-800-642-1234 or email talk@wpr.org. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller today on The Larry Mueller Show, and let's go right to Helen in West Salem. Helen, good afternoon.
Hello. Well, I just want to mention that many years ago, I visited Old World Wisconsin. And I saw a woman using a ruffler, which is a hand tool that's been heated so that you can run fabric through it to make the ruffles last.
Huh.
And I was so excited to see that because I'm a tour guide at the Hamlin Garland House in West Salem, and they had a ruffler there. I had no idea how it was to be used. Now I know. So when people come through the house, I can explain, well, I saw this at whole Old World Wisconsin, and I put a piece of fabric there so I could demonstrate how it was to be used. So I just wanted to share that with you. I just am excited about Old World. It's a great place.
I love that story, Helen, and we can see how that ruffler works if we visit the Garland House ourselves. And Jennifer Young, the Collections and Exhibits Coordinator, is that ruffler still around at Old World?
Yes, it is. And that's one of my favorite pieces in the collection, too.
Really?
It's such a unique. Yes. Ironically, it is. It's It's such a unique piece, and people are fascinated by it because it looks a lot like an iron,
yeah,
but it does the opposite of ironing. It puts those wrinkles in, and it's two pieces, so the top kind of looks like a half U with ruffle, ridges on the bottom, and then it's a flat piece with the same ridges but opposite places. And my favorite part about it is you flip over the bottom, and it has instructions. It says, heat this. So you're not supposed to heat the top part because you'll burn what you're doing. But if you heat the bottom part, then you can put ruffles in your clothes. So I am very familiar. That is in our 1880s Irish home is where we have that.
That's wonderful. And that's where ruffles came from. Who knew?
Right. It's also called a fluter sometimes.
A fluter. That's a wonderful story. And thank you so much for sharing, Helen. We'll go to Susan in Fitchburg next. Susan, good afternoon.
Hi. When I was a child, I used to visit my great aunt in Spoven, Wisconsin. And across the street from her house was a little grocery store. And we, as kids, used to run across the street and buy candy there. I'm 76 years old now, so that's quite a few years ago. But when I visited Old World, Wisconsin, I discovered that the little grocery store is in Old World, Wisconsin, but it's gone back to its history of being a shoe repair shop.
Oh.
So that's the Anton Thistle Shoe Repair Shop at Old World, Wisconsin.
And you knew it as a kid in Sloven?
Yes, in Sloven, and it was a little grocery store. And I can remember the name of Anton Thistle, although I don't know who that was, but, you know, that was a name that I heard. And evidently that grocery store had originally been a shoe repair shop, and now it's at Old World, Wisconsin.
How amazing is that, Doug, that people remember these buildings from their childhood that you can now find at the Old World site.
Yeah, it is really amazing, and that's a great story. And it also shows the multi-use of many of these buildings also, too. So, you know, there's so many different stories that are connected to these buildings, and that's what just makes this place amazing.
I love these stories, and if you've got more to share, you are more than welcome to do so at 1-800-642-1234 or email us, talk@wpr.org. If I were going to bring the family to Old World, Wisconsin, Doug, what's the best way to plan ahead? How should I organize this and get ready to go?
Well, the first thing that I would do is probably check our website. As everybody probably is aware, we've got quite a bit of road construction around our site at this particular point. But we've had great conversations, and we're working with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, and they've been great in helping us to communicate with our visitors to make sure that they can get here. And visitors should come their normal way and come through the construction.
Okay.
Highway 67 is open to Old World. Just make sure that you give yourself some extra time, and that you also, work with the crews that are out there, and just be safe. That's the biggest thing. Just give yourself some extra time.
Well, having a little construction is no different than anywhere else in Wisconsin this time of year.
Absolutely.
Doug, you're not special in that regard. And you've got some special events coming up through this summer, and that would be in just a few weeks' time. I see you've got something coming up for the weekend of June 20th and 21st.
Yes, we do. And in that particular case, we've got just a whole bunch of different activities that we've got. We started out, of course, on May 2nd with our opening of the site and the opening of the new Welcome Center and some other things. We've got a big weekend coming up here in a couple of weeks, which is our Decoration Day weekend, which is on May 30th and 31st. And before Memorial Day, there's Decoration Day. And talks about the origins of Memorial Day and how this hallowed tradition evolved over time. And we've got all kinds of different hands-on history workshops throughout the summer on spinning wool, on blacksmithing, We've got some summer camps that are coming up, but the one that you highlighted was our Midsummer Celebration, which is on June 20th and 21st. And it's about dance and crafts and celebrating the joy of summer in a Scandinavian way. So all those activities, of course, are included in general admission. So
awesome. And so it sounds like a DIY weekend where if you wanted to learn how to do things the way they used to be done, whether it's dyeing wool or drying flowers, exploring some of what nature has to offer, that would be a feature of that weekend, the midsummer weekend.
Yeah. In that particular case, you're going to experience a lot of different things. Before you come, you're going to experience the magic of a Scandinavian midsummer. And in this particular case, it's an ancient seasonal tradition in Norway, Sweden, Finland, Iceland, and Denmark. And it's been going on since the Iron Age. And in that particular case, you'll be doing some traditional maypole dancing, learning hands-on crafts like flower dyeing and wool dyeing. You're going to explore nature with a Norwegian-inspired study at Raspberry School, watching open hearth cooking and traditional Finnish recipes come to life, and enjoy seasonal sampling, which, of course, is always fun to do at the Old World Brew Cast. And, of course, that's for 21 and over. But all these things are included in your general admission.
Old World Wisconsin celebrating 50 years this year. Taking your questions for our guests, Doug Rainey and Jennifer Young at 1-800-642-1234, where we go to Chris next. Chris, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I have a quick comment. I watched the general store and shoemaking building being taken down by the crew from Old World Wisconsin. At that point, I lived across the street in Sloven, and the interesting thing about the building, it is a vertical log cabin. So anyone who is interested in log cabin traditions, this makes it very unique and special. So encourage everyone to come to Old World Wisconsin for one of your events.
Are you familiar with a shoemaker that originally had that building or that it's been restored to at Old World Wisconsin, Chris?
Yes, I am. He lived with his 8 children and wife at my home.
What?
That I currently live in. Yes.
Really?
This farm. Yeah, I live in the farm of the shoemaker, Bill the shoemaker, and I have a picture of them standing in front of the log cabin before they built the home that I currently live in. It's just pretty amazing. And what can I say? They really knew how to build homes back then. I can't hear thunder. The house doesn't rock or in any way shudder. And I feel very privileged to be able to restore it and carry on the tradition in the Sloven, Wisconsin area.
Wow, I feel very privileged that you shared this story with us and a little bit of your home, which evidently was billed a shoemaker's home. Jennifer Young, what makes a vertical log cabin or what makes some of the old building ways so sound, as Chris explained?
Well, first, I just have to comment that I didn't know these things about the kitchen shop, that it was once a grocery store, and that this is so special for me because, you know, we get people out here that have connections to our buildings, and it is always fascinating to learn their connections because, you know, we have the history that we have, but sometimes people bring the stories with them, and it's just, it's amazing. So I just have to say that first. But I will say about the buildings that we have out here is another reason that Old World Wisconsin was founded was to protect this beautiful architecture that we have across the state. There were historians and architects and landscape architects that realized that if we didn't do something in the late 1960s and 1970s, we were going to lose this history. So when we look at these buildings, yes, they are very sound and very sturdy. And some of them, you know, when you're in the summer, it's cold in the building because the walls are so thick, because they wanted to keep that temperature in the summer and in the and or it, that cold temperature in the summer and that warm temperature in the winter. And we have all sorts of different structures. And what's unique about the Sisal Shoe Shop is, yes, it is that style of a cabin, but you can't tell that now looking at the building. And that's because it has siding on it, and it's been restored to what it looked like when it was a shoe shop. And I've seen pictures of the building with the log, as it looked like a log cabin. And to be honest with you, I wasn't sure which building it was when I was looking at these pictures until I saw the siding going on the building, because we have hundreds and thousands of pictures of these buildings being moved here. And sometimes they all start to look the same after a while. And many of them are labeled, but some of them are not. So it is figuring out, it's a big puzzle. And that's one of the coolest things that I've been doing the past year is unraveling the history. But yes, they are built a lot differently than our buildings are today, but in all different styles too. I mean, you have Pomeranian styles, and you have Norwegian styles, and they're all a little bit different based on where they came from. You're going to build the way you knew how to build. You're not going to come to Wisconsin and say, you know, I've never built a log cabin before, but today I'm going to build a log cabin. So that's one of the coolest things is, you know, our buildings aren't just neat because they're old. They're neat because they are unique historical and architectural styles.
Jennifer Young's a collections and exhibits coordinator for Old World Wisconsin. Also joining us, Doug Rainey, director of Old World Wisconsin. And Doug, in your role, I'd be interested in knowing what you have learned about our past and you know, what has sort of stuck with you about what you've learned about us.
Well, I'm learning all the time. I'm fairly new to the role. I came here in November, so I'm learning every single day, and it's such a joy to hear some of these stories and also to learn from Jennifer and the rest of the team. One of the things that Jennifer has really been working on with the 50th anniversary is going back and like she mentioned, looking at all these pictures and looking at all of the resources that we have on these particular buildings. And it's quite amazing. And she's putting together a fantastic exhibit on the 50th anniversary. On the 50 years of the site that is going to be going in the Luskow House and will open up on July 3rd, right before our 4th of July weekend. It's amazing. And like she said, I'm learning stuff every single day, and it's just a joy to learn this history and to be part of the story.
What I love about this is that you are teaching through, you know, hands-on experiences and taking people back and the whole families back into the past. But at the same time, these families are also coming to you with their histories and you're learning from them. And it becomes sort of a synergy of everybody coming together to experience this past together and in some ways celebrate it and acknowledge that that has a lot to do with where we are right now.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And I think that that's what really makes this story, if you want to say, amazing.
Yeah.
Because we are learning about these buildings, about the families that were part of the stories of these buildings. And and we get to not only learn, but also share that information with our guests.
I'm also curious, after we talked about what, you know, our history and the 50 years of Old World Wisconsin, but I also want to talk about what's new at Old World Wisconsin. Doug, tell us a little bit about this new Welcome Center and the tram that you now have.
Yeah, it's really one of the amazing things, and really a lot of this is connected to not such a great event that happened here out at Old World in 2010. And that was we had some pretty bad weather out here, and a good portion of trees were knocked down. But it provided us with an opportunity to actually re-envision the entrance area of the site. And that started a process by creating, if you want to call it a hub or a social hub, or we call it the green. But this idea of how can we increase and improve the welcome experience and kind of the introduction to the particular site? And so this started a process where we started to look at this area. And, you know, we brought in or created the brew house and the beer garden, brought in the Wet Nibbles Tavern, which opened up last year, did an improvement on the Clousing Barn as an event space and then also the cafe below. And now we opened this brand new ten thousand square foot, a new welcome center that includes a new retail space, modern restrooms, which of course is important to all experiences, and everybody loves modern restrooms, and this beautiful, beautiful atrium space that you can walk into and kind of get yourself orientated for your day on the site. And it's just a really, really fantastic building. Just a great way to start your visit here at Old World. And you can walk over to the tram stop and pick up a tram that takes you out all over the site. And we have multiple tram stops across the site. They're modern, they're new, and they really, really do make sure we help visitors to get across the site, because it is a big site, mm-hmm. 600 acres, excuse me. And, people... like to catch a ride now and then, and that's what we're here to do and provide them with that opportunity.
I want to thank you for not making us experience the outhouses of the 1840s at Old World, Wisconsin. That's considerate.
Absolutely.
Jennifer, can you get Old World, Wisconsin done in a day, or is this something that you would have to come back to, or you're never going to see it all in one afternoon?
So it depends on what kind of experience you are looking for. You can absolutely visit for a short period of time. You won't see it all, but you can also come again and again and again. There are definitely things, highlights, that if you just have one day and you want to go to Old World, hitting the blacksmith shop in our Crossroads Village, making sure you make a stop at our Raspberry Schoolhouse in our Scandinavian area, and stopping at our 1880s Pomeranian farm in our Life on the Farms area, and then picking up a nice beverage on your way out at Wet Nibbles Tavern is a good way to do it. However, we have visitors all the time that come out here across the summer, day after day. And if you're a member of the Wisconsin Historical Society, and you can have free admission to Old World, Wisconsin, which is wonderful. But there's always something new to discover. I know that in particular, my parents are out here every weekend or so, and they are always discovering something new. And it's definitely something you can do in a short period of time. If you want to have that longer experience, get that membership, and then you can keep coming back.
You're the collections and exhibits coordinator, Jennifer. What would you say is a gem that you would hope everybody would be able to see, or something that may be missed if you only had a day and weren't necessarily looking for it, that you'd like to share with everybody?
That is a great question. In this particular moment, if you ask me this question tomorrow, I'd probably have a different answer.
Sure.
But in this particular moment, I would say one of my favorite spaces at Old World, Wisconsin is our 4 Mile House. And what I find really neat about 4 Mile House is it is an old Stagecoach Inn that was changed into a boarding house. And there are tons and tons of Stagecoach Inns across Wisconsin, but we rarely notice them if we're not looking for them. Hmm. So understanding that Stagecoach history and stopping in this into the 4 Mile House, not only to learn about that, but that then as you're traveling around the state, you can notice those Stagecoach Inns. The other thing I like to point out about the 4 Mile House is it has a temperance tap room in the front. So temperance was the official movement against the consumption of alcohol.
Sure.
So guests can step in there and understand why someone might do that and enjoy a soda water as part of our time travel token program, which is great. But it also has beautiful paint colors on the wall. And one of the things that is rarely thought about when we think about the past, because all of our pictures are black and white. It's just how colorful and beautiful the past is. And that's one of the things in this particular moment. Again, ask me tomorrow a different answer. But in this particular moment, I really think that that's a spot. It's special to me. It was the first space I ever worked in, but it's just a very beautiful space.
I love the description of the colorfulness of the times, which we would never have seen because of the way we documented those times, but you can experience at Old World Wisconsin, now celebrating 50 years of our shared history. Jennifer Young, it's been a pleasure. Doug Rainey, thank you both so much for inviting us out. And next time, we'll have to come to you.
Thank you, Lee. Appreciate that.
Thank you for the great conversation.
Absolutely. Old World Wisconsin, don't miss it. Just south of Eagle, up against the Kettle Moraine State Park, with 600 square acres for you to explore. Doug Rainey's the director, Jennifer Young, collections and exhibits coordinator. When we continue, a new book out today takes a look at the science that helps explain the magic behind music. If music is the magic in this life, how can we best understand it in a way that science helps explain that this isn't just in our heads, this is in our lives? Music transports us places. Elizabeth Margolis is next. She is the director of the Music Cognition Lab at Princeton University. Her book out today, Transported, The Everyday Magic of Musical Daydreams, and perhaps you already know what she means. I'm Lee Rayburn, in for Larry Mueller today, and you're listening to The Larry Mueller Show.